This morning we're chosen for a short devotion. I've chosen to read from the 34th Psalm. I'd like you to pay special attention to verses 12 through 14. 34th Psalm. And I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good things. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust him shall be desolate. I want to look a little bit, like we're talking about, like I said, 12 through 14. You know, we are created in God's image. God created us in his image, and I believe that our personalities should maybe reflect his image. I know we all have our own unique personality, but I mean, as we walk through our daily walk of life, there are some things that we do, I know that I do, that don't always reflect the personality of someone that is after Christ. And I do believe, though, that God doesn't expect us to do it on our own. He has detailed instructions, and some of them are here in those verses on how we can be, or how our personality, how we can live day to day, can be the best that we can to be for Christ. The first one I'd like to talk about is to keep your tongue from evil. In James chapter 1, verse 26 says, if any man among you seem to be right religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. So when I speak, I need to speak with true words, not false words, kind words, uplifting words, keeping my tongue from evil. All right, and number two, don't dwell on things that make you upset or angry. Let it go. There are a lot of things that nowadays that we have that we come in contact with, the social media trash that we can all fall into that trap and see some of the things that are going on there and injustices that we can't do anything about. And just a lot of different things that are above and beyond what we're in control with, we're in control of. And keep letting it bother us. Keep dwelling on them. Just let it go. And that's a problem I have. That's something I have for myself that it's hard to do, is just to let things go. Because that affects our personality. That affects how we are perceived by others and how we act. Number three, have a peaceful heart and mind by thinking of God's promises to us. I want to read a couple of verses in Philippians. I'm going to read in Philippians, I'm going to read a couple of verses in in Colossians. In the wrong way. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 says, set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth. That verse right there is a familiar verse to all of us, and that helps us as we're going, like I was saying, about letting things, just letting it go. It's where are your affections set? Where are we dwelling on? And, all right, the third one is have a peaceful heart and mind by thinking of God's promises to us. Now I'm going to read in Philippians chapter 4. I'm going to read verses 10 through 13 there. In thinking about having a peaceful heart and mind by thinking of God's promises to us. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now as at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed to be both full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. All right, another thing that number four that came to mind is to never forget that you are a child of God. Now, you could take that as a comfort or a challenge. It is a comfort to each one of us. We are a child of God, but also can be a challenge. Back when I was growing up in the South, there was a saying that went around, you know, some guys go out and do things that maybe weren't the best, and they always said, don't forget who your mama is. And that was something that, and I think that sort of applies here, is don't forget who you are. No matter where you're at or what you're doing, you remember where you came from. And remember that you are a child of God. And so that is a challenge to each one of us, a challenge to me, to be who I am, a child of God. Not only here, but wherever we go. Often for me, sometimes if we go to Mexico, some far-off country where no one knows us, we can sort of like, you know, do what you want to do. But remember that you are a child of God. And that is a challenge to me. All right, another one is to start each day fresh and start each day by saying, let the beauty of Jesus shine through me today. And also giving thanks. Every day, give thanks to Jesus for the breath of life that we have. The privilege that we have, it is a privilege for us, although hopefully it's not a curse, but it is a privilege to us that we are allowed the opportunity to spend our life on earth here with our friends and our families around us. And that is something that we should be thankful for every day. So often we take it for granted. And you have a brush with death like I did, then you sort of remember that life is fragile. We're not here just for the duration and that's it. We're here because it's a privilege that we have, because God allows us. All right, and another one is to be gentle, loving, and kind, not only to those that we meet every day around us, you know, whether it's work or wherever, but especially to those who are close to you, especially to our friends and our loved ones. So often we find, I know I do, I take those relationships for granted that, you know what, with family and friends, they're just there, and that's fine. But we often, I forget that I need to be gentle, I need to be loving, I need to be kind to them. So that's also a challenge for us. And then the last one is, we need to be the flavor and we need to be the light in this dark world that we're in. I want to read in Matthew chapter 5. It talks about being the salt and the light. Beginning at verse 13, you are the salt of the earth, but the salt has lost its savor. Wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. God calls each one of us, and he doesn't call us all to do the same thing, but he calls each one of us and our personalities to be all that we can be to further the kingdom of God.